This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Is it okay, I put okay in quotation marks, of course, to lie if it is protecting a child?
So let me ask you, would Jesus ever lie?
No.
Would he lie to a child to protect a child?
No, it's not okay. To a child, it's to an adult about a child.
To lie, would he ever lie to an adult about a child?
I don't think so.
No, he would not. He cannot lie. God cannot, Titus 1:2. So, lying is a sin because it's against the character of God. So we cannot lie.
Number 5.
I just noticed that in the scriptures there are only men angels.
Well, there are no women angels because they're making celestial sandwiches. Really bad joke. No, all the angels in the all the angels of the Bible references male. The only place where it might be considered to be contrary to that is in Zechariah chapter 5. There's debate about it, about a woman sitting inside the ephah. And then he said, this is wickedness. And he threw her down into the middle of the ephah and cast her lead weight on its opening, or the lead weight on its opening. And then lifted up my eyes and looked, and there were two women were coming out with the wind in their wings. And they had wings like the wings of a stork. They lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heavens. I said to the angel who was speaking, where are they taking the ephah? So some people think that those are angels, but this is the closest that I'm aware of in the Bible where it might imply a feminine aspect to an angelic realm, but even then, it's a weak position to hang the hat on.
Number 4.
I saw in the news about the Chinese who had created the chimera that lived for 20-something days. It's part ape, I think, and part human. That would not have a soul, would it?
What signifies someone as being human is the soul, not the body. And it cannot be restricted to the physical body. So the soul is a human thing, and so there's debates and discussions on how the soul is generated within a human being. Is it something given by God? Is it something that is the product of the egg and the sperm that come together and develop? We just don't know. Because we don't know, we can't say if a cloned person is or is not possessing of a human soul. We don't know. That's one issue. And if it doesn't have a soul, and then it's empty, is it possible that demonic forces could inhabit it? You know, that's a possibility. You know, all these possibilities, but we don't know for sure.
Number 3.
So let's just say you have a man that's addicted to pornography and doesn't want to stop.
Okay.
Would that be granted?
Now, that's a different issue because that gets into the issue of physical adultery, because the Bible talks about adultery being a grounds for divorce. And is talking in the actual covenant of that. In Matthew 5:32, Jesus talks about it along with abandonment. If a man looks at pornography, and this is what he's thinking of in his head, is that grounds for divorce? Well, he has imagined an adulterous situation, but he's not practiced it. It seems to be the grounds for divorce in the Bible is actual practicing it. All right, so I would say initially that's not grounds for divorce. But then we get into some gray area, because let's just say this person continues to behave in a very ungodly way and is not repentant. Then the elders, of course, need to be involved with this, that depending on the gravity, severity, frequency of this, then it might become grounds for divorce.
Number 2.
So I'm going to try and play something from her. Hopefully we can hear it. Never done it before this way, so let me try it. Here goes.
Up until I commend my spirit into your hands. At that point, he couldn't do nothing for himself anymore. He had become sin. He was no longer the Son of God. He was sin.
Did you hear that? That's what we call that.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, we call that damnable heresy. So you can understand, let me explain, there's a lot more. There's heresy, for example, someone teaches that you don't exist anymore after you die. That's a false teaching, but it doesn't damn you, because this doesn't affect one of the central doctrines. To say that Jesus stopped being the Son of God is damnable. Because the Son of God means that Jesus has two natures. He's both divine and human. This is what the Son of God means, that he has this quality and this essence. And she's saying he stopped being that. This would then invalidate the person and the work of Christ. That's how serious of an error it is. What do you want from the Word of God? A translation that smooths things out and makes it more smooth for you to understand? Or do you want something that is literal to the original intent of what was written? Because if it's going to be smooth, it's by the interpretation and opinion of the translator who does that kind of a thing. But if it's literal as to the original as we can, then there's less room for that. That's why I go with the NASB 95, because I don't want people's interpretations of what Scripture is supposed to mean, even in translation. I want the truth of what it says. And because of that, the NASB in Romans 5:18 in particular has led me to studying the Greek, which I would not have done in any other translation. And by studying the Greek in Romans 5:18, it led me to a whole bunch of new theological understanding. I want the truth of God's word no matter what it says. And that's what I recommend.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
And now the end is near.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
Goodbye, my friend. I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.